episode 805, Release the Tension.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
radio. Happy day. It is a beautiful Saturday, and I hope that you are having a spectacular one. Today, we're chatting about release the tension, and it is very important to your health, to your well-being. But before we get into all of that, I want to give a huge shout out and a warm welcome to all of our brand new family members. Welcome to Create Your Now. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Release the tension. There are times in your life that you just have got to chill out. You have to make an excuse to go to the spa. You got to release the tension. Life is demanding and draining on us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. If you continue to burn the candles at both ends, not only will you hit burnout, but you will begin to retreat from living. I want you to take that in for a moment and really think about how that affects your life. What's happened this past week, this past month? We're coming off of the new year already. We're ready to spring into spring. We want to spring into action. But we've almost covered 4 months worth, about ready to jump into the fourth month. Stuff I know has happened. Maybe where it's got you a little stressed, a little uneasy. You got to release the tension. You must take time for you. Because what kind of life is it when you're living under stress? And does it really serve you? You got to release the tension and slow down. My dad always would tell me, stop and smell the roses. I mean, he was in the military a lot. And even though he was away, he was still always a part of our lives. Somehow he found a way to leave a note or leave a message or to get in touch with us. And when I finally moved away, quote unquote, is when I went to college. And he wasn't anywhere near me. I was in the middle of the United States in the Midwest. And they were off and he was at Walter Reed Hospital in D.C. And that's where they were. 24 hours away, basically. Straight drive. And that's where my family was. And I was off and away from college. And I had just come back to the mainland. So I had no friends in this area, knew no one. Thank goodness I did have my aunt and uncle who were nearby. But every time I would chat with him, and it wouldn't be too frequently because back then, talking on the phone was expensive. Not like today where everybody has unlimited plans. You didn't. You would chat on the weekend and you might get 10 cents a minute. Do you remember those times? If you do, then you're about my age. And if you don't remember those times, then you're really young and just be grateful for where you are today. In that, he would tell me though, he'd say, you know what, hun, you got to stop and smell the roses. Because you see, when I was in college, I would burn the candle at both ends. That was part of my, I think, personality. It was like that when I was a little girl. I would do so many different things, always involved, always helping, always jumping in, never resting maybe when I should have rested. And eventually I paid the price year after year after year. But he always told me, honey, stop and smell the roses. We got to release the tension and truly slow down. Burning the candles at both ends doesn't do anybody any good. Now, initially, it might be okay, right? It gets the job done. You accomplish what you need to. I mean, when I was in college, my second semester of my freshman year, I was taking over 20 credit hours, and that was the norm for me. And even when I was taking summer school, I was taking 12 credit hours in a summer school. That's full time on a regular schedule. Talk about crazy. Yeah, chalk me up for crazy. So I know what it is like to burn the candle at both ends. And I don't think I ever have slowed down long enough. But what happened was as time moved forward, my health was impacted. And of course, I just chalked it up being, oh, it's just part of life. These kind of things happen. I'll heal, I'll get better, no big deal. But looking back years later, oh no, it clearly was a red flag that something needed to change. What in your life needs to change? How crazy is it in your household right now? Do you feel like you're hanging on by a thread? Do you feel like you're like, I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know where the ball's going to fall. But I know I've got tension and I need to release that tension. And you do. You see, I didn't choose to respond by releasing the tension. I pressed on and still tried to, you know, work through it with the Wonder Woman effect. I can do anything. Power pose Wonder Woman. At your service. Well, eventually, little did I know that I was sabotaging my marriage, my health, even my relationship with my children. That's not a life worth living. Oh, yeah, I may have gotten 20,000 things done in a day. How does that look when you're totally sabotaging the ones that you love the most? What does it look like for you in your life? Do you need to release the tension? If you get nothing from any of my episodes, please hear this. Listen carefully. Release the tension to impact the world. That is the KISS, your Keep It Simple strategy. You got to release the tension to impact the world. You want to live, love, and impact. You want to make a difference. You don't just want to leave this world and say, oh, well, yeah, that was nice. Goodbye. Yeah, it was great. It was surface living. I was great with my habits. I got up in the morning, brushed my teeth. I was able just to go to work, not worry about things. I just got my projects done as it happened. I kind of took care of the kids. Oh, we did things. We created memories. It's great. Now you're on your bed. Life is ending. It's your last breath. Is that really the life that you want? I know, and maybe it sounds a little morbid. I don't want to be morbid, but what I'm trying to tell you out of love is you got to release the tension to impact the world. Let me paint a picture as to what that looks like. Number one, you have to relax. I promise you, it's going to get better. Whatever balls are falling on you right now, whatever hail, whatever storm you're in, this too shall pass. I know, I've been on them. I've been on the roller coasters of life, and some of them aren't fun. Some of them are like, woo, this is awesome. Let's do this again. And other times I'm like, that was really stupid. Why would I even attempt it? But you got to relax. Don't fret. Don't worry. And more importantly, send it up to God. Pray. Surrender it to Him. Let Him take it. Because ultimately what? You can only control you. Remember the episode from yesterday? Justify only you, joy. You got to remember that. Keep it all in perspective. So relax. It is going to get better. This too shall pass. Because you know what? If you don't, that high stress is just going to kill you over time. And on top of that, you can't think clearly. You won't be able to make decisions the way you need to make them. You won't be on point. So relax. Number two, relate. Once when you've relaxed enough, you got your mind where it needs to be, you're very mindful of the situation, you need to ponder the source of the problem, right? We need to be mindful of the problem. And then what? You can find or research or you can look for a simple solution, hence the KISS. It's unfortunate that we like to complicate things a lot more than what really needs to happen. Don't overcomplicate. Look at what the problem is and only the problem, and then begin to find that simple solution. Figure out just the next step. You may need to kind of step away and don't look at the whole picture because it may just be too big for you at that moment in time, and that's okay. But when you're mindful of what the problem is, just think next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And finally, number three is what? Release. Let it go. We should sing the song. Let it go. It's done. Move on. Move forward. When you do this, you can love unconditionally and you can forgive. That's how you begin to impact the world. You don't want to sabotage your own life because you're trying to be Wonder Woman. I'm telling you, it's maybe a great color, red, that blue. I mean, hey, it's great. And that gold looks fabulous on, right? But it doesn't do well for your heart. It doesn't do well for your spirit. And it really does begin to break down the relationships. Think about the relationship with the person you sleep next to every night. How's that working? Are you sabotaging that because of the tension within your own lifestyle? Remember, you can control only you. Maybe you need to take a step back and release the tension. If you want some help on this, I'm happy to come alongside of you. Click on the link, Take Aim. It's in the show notes. When you click on that link, it'll bring up a little simple form. Fill it out. It gives me just some basic information. It comes right to me. Only my eyes see it. And that will begin our conversation. I want to be here for you. It's free. 20-minute call, just you and me chatting. Specifically, though, to your situation. It's time to bury the self-sabotage. Get rid of the stress. Begin to learn how to control the situation that you know, right? Which is your response to the event, so you can change your outcome. Because you were created on purpose, for a purpose, to live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.